Alan Tyrone back in harness this evening, travelling to Pearse Park in Longford. General feeling outside the county is that, Longford will suffer the wrath of the disappointing defeat against Donegal, and that Tyrone are going to bounce back in a big way. Is the mood that confident about that in Tyrone?
Well, I suppose that is the conventional wisdom outside the county, but the conventional wisdom outside the county before the Donegal match was that Tyrone would beat Donegal, and we saw how that went, where Donegal actually, you know, went on for a very comprehensive victory, even though it wasn't reflected on the scoreboard at the finish. But I think there is no doubt that Tyrone will be expected, both inside and outside the county, to come through this challenge this evening against Longford. But in saying that, there's a few very pertinent warnings from history about the importance of guarding against that kind of complacency, where you're going down to teams in Leinster and expecting to get a comfortable win, and no more so than Longford, who, as we all know, their record in the All-Ireland qualifiers in terms of giant killing acts is second to none, and Down have suffered under that, and Monaghan have, I think Mayo maybe have as well, and Derry, so they will be going into this game in Longford thinking, well, what we did to those counties, we could do to Tyrone as well. And funny, I was talking to Shawnee Myler this morning there, Justin, and he was remarking about the last time that Tyrone went down to Longford as defeated All-Ireland finalists, and that was back in 1986 in the National League. And Shawnee made his debut that day along with Raymond Munro, and Tyrone, I can't remember whether it was a draw or Tyrone were beaten, but certainly it was a shock to the system on that occasion. And I think on this occasion as well, anything other than a comprehensive win for Tyrone will be a big shock to the system as well. And that's why we can't take anything for granted.
Any word of a team? Will there be changes? Are there changes expected? Or,
well, I suppose the main change that we will expect obviously is Tiernan McCann's absence. I would probably expect Michael Cassidy to come back into the reckoning as well, after he was left out of the starting lineup against Donegal. But apart from that, I would expect things to be more or less as they were in terms of the team selection. You might see Conor McAlaskey maybe coming into the forward line in some shape or form, but I think overall the team is reasonably settled. And I suppose while the Donegal game was a shock, and people are starting to question, obviously all over Ireland, whether Tyrone are the big challengers to maybe Dublin down the line that they might have been expected at the start of the season. At the same time, one defeat to an excellent Donegal team doesn't make Tyrone a bad team either, even though obviously there were big question marks raised by the manner of that loss. But I think overall the players that are there are good, and they'll need to go out this evening and show that they can sort of bounce back, and there's nothing to suggest that they won't, in fact.
Yeah, and Mickey Hart shouldn't have a big problem motivating them for this one.
No, absolutely not, because all he has to do is say probably what I'm after saying, is the fact that, look, people are writing us off after the Donegal defeat, and while one win doesn't make a summer, by the same token, now one defeat doesn't spoil the summer. And I suppose the circumstances for Tyrone going into this game are probably largely similar to what they were 12 months ago when they went to play Meath and Navan in the first round of the qualifiers. And I think probably Meath are a far, far stronger proposition then than what Longford would be now, even though Longford have, you know, like they beat Carlow in the qualifiers the last time out, and I think they took Kildare to extra time in the first round of the Leinster Championship. So they're not a bad team, and at home they certainly will have their tails up for this one. And then there's also the Mullinacta factor, and like they've six players from that team on their side. So there'll be a lot of confidence within Longford that if they can sort of cause a few early problems for Tyrone, maybe get the home crowd with them, things could start to maybe get a wee bit hairy. But no, I think Tyrone will come through this fairly comfortably.